This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 131 for Friday, November 3rd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is starting Friday off in positive territory lifted by comparable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission said the country shipped a marketing year high of 275,900 tons of canola during the week ended October 29th. 1.58 million tons have been shipped this crop year so far, down 1.2% from 1 year ago. Chicago soy and European rapeseed are both up, however, crude oil is in the red. The Canadian dollar is up more than 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close as the greenback weakened. Statistics Canada reported this morning that while adding 17,500 jobs in October, Canada's unemployment rate rose to a 21-month high of 5.7%. The January canola contract is up $9.30 per ton at $691.90. In the U.S., corn, soybean, and wheat prices are moving higher. More rain is expected next week over corn-growing areas of Argentina, where 23% of its corn crop has already been planted. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange projected seeded area to be 7.3 million hectares. The U.S. ethanol industry, along with U.S. airlines and aviation companies, sent a letter to President Joe Biden backing a regulatory change which would help sustainable aviation fuel made from corn-based ethanol to qualify for federal subsidies. Ethanol output in September was higher than a year ago, and stocks were at their lowest since December 2021. The December corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.75. China will import approximately 26 million tons of soybeans over the last 3 months of 2023, with 45% of the total coming from Brazil. So far, 77.8 million tons of soybeans were imported into China in 2023, 14.4% more than at this time in 2022. Forecasted rains for Argentina next week are expected to aid soybean plantings in the country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 131,150 tons of soybeans were sold to unknown destinations this morning for 2023-24 delivery. The January soybean contract is up 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.46. Canada shipped 526,300 tons of wheat during the weekend of October 29th, the third largest weekly total of the marketing year so far. 5.14 million tons of Canadian wheat were shipped during that period, 11% higher than last year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut its estimate for Argentina's wheat crop by 800,000 tons to 15.4 million due to adverse weather. Russia's Ag Ministry has proposed a 6-month ban on durum exports starting in December. The Food and Agricultural Organization's World Food Price Index dropped to its lowest level since March 2021, in part due to a 2% decline in global wheat prices. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.70. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.45. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.13. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, November 3rd. Clocks will fall back to standard time in most areas except Saskatchewan on Sunday, 2 a.m. local time. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.